And I know it's all right, so here we go. Let's grab this paragraph and let's put that and put this bad boy right over here. All right. So you get 3 minutes to take notes. Now remember, when the listening comes, this will disappear. But voila, like a magic trick, it will reappear when you start writing your essay. So do not stress out about, oh my God, I didn't write enough. I didn't take that many notes. It's gonna come back. I'm gonna think, I'm gonna think, I'm gonna think, I'm gonna think. Your goal is to not copy. Now, I have to call people out. TOEFL Reese's, I don't know what that motherfucker does, but there's one guy named Noteful. He's very popular. This guy has like hundreds of thousands of followers and on YouTube, and he tells people to copy words, like, I'm sorry, paragraphs, word for word. He would say literally copy just the first sentence of this, and that's it. Then he would say, copy the last sentence word for word in paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know what these fuck, I don't know where the fuck these guys got this from, but that is some, that's, it's disingenuous to even say that, to even tell people to do something so fucking outlandish. I don't need you to do that. I'm going to show you exactly what you're going to do in terms of what we're supposed to do. Now, if you look at this introduction right here, some of my students, they only copy, or they only take about 5 unique words or 7 unique words from here. They have too much of a template. The more template you have, the lower the score. Some people think they could just put a big motherfucking giant template and everything's gonna be okay. I have one student, she speaks a lot of a template, or she used to speak a lot of a template. And I'm like, hey, but you're not using that many words from the actual thing, and the AI software might pick it up as a template. And they might just say, fuck you, 20, fuck you, 20, fuck you, 20. This has happened plenty of times. If you use too much of a template, you are fucked. We need unique words. So here we go. If this was a perfect world, if this was an amazing day, I would do some writing with my, I ain't got time for that shit. So what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna show you exactly what I would write in terms of if I was actually taking notes. So if we see here, it says carved stone balls are. That's the title. Aha, carved stone balls is the title. So I'm definitely going to write that. And then it says it's a curious type. Who the hell says curious? Curious means you're very interested. What the? Okay, anyways, keep going. Artifact found at a number of locations in Scotland. Okay, artifact around Scotland. Okay, they date from the Neolithic period. Okay, come Neolithic 4K years ago. And then after that, it says they are round in shape. They were carved from several types of stone, most of them 70 meters in diameter. And many are ornamented to some degree. Archaeologists do not agree about their purpose and meaning. Okay, the purpose, meaning, archae do not agree. Boom. Now, those are all my unique words. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, well, 8-ish. 9, 10, kind of whatever, at least 10. But nonetheless, let's look at this structure that I'm going to use. Okay. It's going to say both the reading and the lecture are about, and then you're going to put the title, carved stone balls, comma, which are artifacts that come from Scotland about 4,000 years ago during the Neolithic period. Hey, there you go. Okay, well, it's the British bullshit motherfucking English that actually can't spell. Anyways, okay, so you see that? That's the introduction. What you're gonna do, you're gonna put your title, carved stone balls. You don't have to capitalize it, because then if you do that and you put it into the AI software, you're gonna have a low score because it's ridiculous. Okay, so carved stone balls, which are artifacts that come from Scotland about 4,000 years ago during the Neolithic period. You see, I'm paraphrasing, but my type of paraphrasing is not so much the, what is it, the finding synonyms. A lot of people believe that paraphrasing is only by finding synonyms. It has nothing to do about that. It has to do with a lot more. Okay, it's about actually being able to switch words around. The word, or see, you see that I plucked out some of these unique words And some students are like, oh, but if you don't use synonyms or this or that, no, you need unique words. Unique words are proper nouns. Okay, they're country names, nears, Neolithic period, adjectives, nouns, adverbs, even passive verbs, stuff like that. Like these are the word or the words that have a lot of letters. That's what the Indians love. Words that have a lot of letters, meaning if you write words that have a lot of like seven letters and stuff like that, the Indians are going to be very happy. Okay. And so that's what we have to do. We have to make sure those motherfuckers are happy. Now that's your template without fail. Both the reading and the lecture are about title. Then you're going to say which are or which is and give a description, a definition, or an explanation. Now, obviously, these are carved stone balls. I could talk about how they look. I could have mentioned stone, but I forgot. Who cares? Shoot me. I'm probably going to mention it some other place. All right. I'm probably going to mention it in the next sentence if I forget something, right? You don't have to overanalyze. It's about making it sexy and building out that introduction. Now, there are a lot of people out there that literally have a template that doesn't even mention shit. I had one student write only five unique words out of 40. It was that big of a template. I say, you do that shit, you're getting a 20. That AI software is going to be like, oh, no, you're using a template. Okay, you see what I mean? So you got to be very careful. Now it's the second sentence. The author of the reading states that, yes, it is very important to make sure you know exactly who you are talking about. You must reference the people. The reason why, going back to my amazing student, Shema, she didn't mention anything. She just kept saying, the professor, the professor, the professor, the professor, the professor, or something like that. I'm like, uh-oh, it seems like it's only one person talking. Whoopsie. Okay, she's a fast typer too, so I can't wait to see her next essay because it's gonna be a motherfucking monster. But based on 175 words, you want to know what her score was? 3.08 out of 5. That AI software said, boy, you better start writing motherfucking more words. I said, anyone who writes over 350, the higher the chance you get 4.85 to 5, the chances are like almost 100%, right? So let's keep it going. The author of the reading states that. Now, what's the problem? There's always a problem. The problem is the archaeologists disagree on the purposes of these stone balls. That's what I'm going to put. Archaeologists have presented three theories of the purposes of these specific stone balls. There you go. See, that's what I'm doing. Archaeologists, purposes, specific stone balls. Five more unique words. Let's go. And then after that, I'm just going to say, however, the lecturer disagrees. The lecturer disagrees. No. The lecturer, yeah, refutes the points made in the article about the purposes. Ooh, you see? See, I used to tell my students all the time, and although, yes, they've gotten 27 and 26 with Tina and everybody, but the thing that I'm a little bit worried about is if you just say, however, the lecturer refutes the claims made in the article. That's too much of a structure. I would like you to add just a little vocabulary word here or there into that last sentence, just to make sure we have unique words from the introduction everywhere within that text. There it is. All right, Steffi, ¿tú
Entiendo.
entiendes? Not bad, right? So that is your structure without fail. All right.
Rephrasing based on like the words that you find that is important, that is like outstanding out of the
That's right. That's right. And so, and then obviously, having the connecting phrases, the cohesive devices, and the sentences that formulate and put everything together. So all that yellow that I just highlighted, that is your structure. And that's what you're always going to use, okay?
Let me copy. Lecture.
Oh, and you know what? I'm going to share this with you, by the way.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So let me just, you're like, wait, what's going on here? You're right in everything. It's actually good to write because obviously you register it much faster, right? I actually what is it? So sometimes I get too many messages on my WhatsApp and people just being very demanded. I'm like, uh-uh, no. You're not causing me any anxiety. So I actually take it off my what is it, my MacBook, so I could, I'm just like, because some people just keep messaging me. I'm like, okay, no. I'm gonna message
Okay.
you only between 8 and 9 a.m. and then I'll message you later on in the evening, two times. So
Yeah.
yeah, because some people are demanding, how it is. All right, so here we go. That is my introduction. I never worry about word count because I know I always get about 350. And
And then
let
we want to do that on each paragraph, or how many paragraphs does the reading has?
me.
One,
Three
two,
has
three.
three paragraphs. That's right. So what's going to happen here is
One,
I'm going
two,
to
three,
take notes
four.
from this reading. And then what you're going to hear in the audio is they're going to say first, second. When they say first, the audio, he's actually disagreeing with the theory number one here. And then when the lecturer says second, he's going to disagree with the second paragraph. When he says lastly, he's disagreeing with the last theory. So I'm going to show you exactly how it works. You're going to see it right now. You're going to see exactly how it works, okay? Now,
Okay.
what I have to do first, I have to take some notes, right? So I'm
Yeah.
going to grab this and I'm going to put this bad boy in here after I insert a little bit of a line. Bam.
On the test, they give you the paper that they give with the markers, depending on the
You're not taking the
essay.
home edition, are you?
No.
Okay. Yeah. So they're going to give you some paper. So basically, they're going to give you about two sheets of paper. So you'll have a total of four sides. And so make sure if you do need a speaking template, write that template on one paper. Because what happens is the listening notes and everything, you're going to run out of space, right? So then what's going to happen? You're going to say, hey, pendejo, come over here. You know what I mean? You're going to be like, hey, come over here, asshole. Okay. And they're going to be very rude most times. Again, not all the time. If you do it at a university, I'm sure they're going to be very nice, but the Mindians are next level. So what's going to happen is you're going to say, hey, I would like a new sheet of paper. They're going to ask you for one sheet of paper back. Give them the paper back that has all your listening notes. Keep the paper that has your speaking template if you have the ability to write a couple of things down. Okay. That's a way to get around because if you just say, I just one sheet of paper, they're like, okay, you have to give me one back. I don't know why they do that. Now, this was in San Diego. All right.
Okay.
So it's probably way different from where you are. Again, the more isolated the testing center is, the better. The bigger the city, the worse. Let's just put it that way, right? That's why Seattle's fucking horrible. Richmond is absolutely awful. You see what I mean? So, with that being said, let's do it. So, if I were to take notes, it says here one theory is that carved stone balls were weapons used for hunting. That's what my notes are going to look like. I'm basically summarizing each sentence. I'm summarizing all the sentences to make sure that this is very straightforward and easy because then I'm going to recreate my own version. So if we look here, some of the stone balls have been found with holes in them. Okay. Some have holes, grooves, surface, bam. It is possible that a cord was strung through the holes or laid in the grooves around the ball. A cord connected them. I have no idea. Oh, by the way, you could lie. It's okay. The AI software does not know what you're saying. It's only grading your mechanics of the English language.
Okay.
Very basic shit, right? So here we go. Then it goes into this. Holding the stone ball at the end of the cord would have allowed a person to swing it or throw it. Help swing, throw. That's all I'm going to write down. That's my notes. Now, if I'm recreating the first paragraph, yes, we have a structure. Firstly, the author of the reading suggests that this could have been used. I'm sorry, that the stone balls could have been used as weapons for hunting. For example, oh, I told you the Indians love those linkers. For example, some of them have holes with grooves on the surfaces, which could have been connected with a cord. As a result, it would have helped them swing or throw it.
And that's it.
You see how I just recreated all that, huh? That's exactly
Yeah.
what you have to do. Three lines minimum. I used to tell my students, oh, write two lines, two and a half lines, two and a half lines. I would tell them two and a half to three lines. Now I'm saying three lines because I realized people could really get very, very high scores, like Bettina just yesterday getting her 27. I told her, I said, Bettina, give me three lines. I think they love words. The Indians, the AI tech, they fucking love words. I don't know why. It's just the way ETS does, right? Also, got to make sure you have linkers in every line. For some reason, the AI tech loves that bullshit too. I don't know why. I do not know why, but they love it. Okay. So just give it to them. If they love it, just give it to them. That's exactly what I used. Every line has a distinctive linker. Now, if you say, Arsenium, what if I use the same linker? It's okay. It doesn't matter. The AI software still loves them. You can say also four times, it still loves you. It will love you. If you don't even use the right linker, who gives a fuck? The AI tech doesn't even know how to make sense of what you're writing and only grades you based on, oh, you forgot a comma. Ooh, you forgot a period here. Oh, you didn't capitalize a proper noun. It's like first grade shit, right? Now, just to show you right here. Now, what's going to happen is I'm going to press that play just to show you how the first paragraph is going to look in your essay. Then you know exactly what the second paragraph is going to be and the third paragraph. So the big link in transition is, however, the lecturer disagrees with this idea by stating that. Does that make sense? So here we go. Now you're going to see me take notes in that first paragraph and how I'm going to cluster it all together. And bada bing, bada boom, welcome to the intrigated essay.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Tres, dos, uno.
Now listen to part of a lecture on the topic you just read about.
I've done this too long.
None of the three theories presented in the reading passage are very convincing.
Here we go.
First, the stone balls as hunting weapons. Common Neolithic weapons, such as arrowheads and hand axes, generally show signs of wear. So we should expect that if the stone balls had been used as weapons for hunting or fighting, they too would show signs of that use. Many of the stone balls would be cracked or have pieces broken off. However, the surfaces of the balls are generally very well preserved, showing little or no wear or damage. Second, the
Done.
carved stone.
Okay, there it is. See, like I told you, remember, she's just disagreeing with paragraph one. Here are my notes, and here is me putting it together after my reading paragraph, which I just wrote based on the reading notes that I took down. However, the lecturer disagrees with this idea by stating that common weapons, such as arrows and axes, normally show signs of wear. Thus, gotta get the Indians, okay? Thus, you would expect to see signs of wear on the stone balls. However, the surfaces are well preserved, leading to, no, not leading to. What am I going to write? The surfaces are well preserved. You know what? The surfaces of the stone balls are well preserved. Fuck it. I'm just going to write that. Who gives a shit? There it is, done. I could have wrote a little bit more, but who cares? That's exactly what you're going to do. Every single thing. You got however, you got thus, you got another however. You're probably like, Arcidio, use however two times. Don't matter. The goddamn AI tech is going to be like, yeah, two times. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Don't even trip. Welcome to hell. What do you think?
Yeah, practice like the reading.
Yeah, you're gonna get the hang of it quickly, and then you're gonna be
Yeah.
like, oh, this ain't shit. Over here, what I'm just gonna do, I'm just gonna show you, like, in terms of what my templates are and stuff like that. Secondly, the author claims that, and then you're gonna use any linker you would like to, whether you're gonna use for instance, for example, again. Also, furthermore, you saw that I didn't use those yet. It's entirely up to you. I'm just going to write out the big ones, such as the, on the other hand, the lecturer challenges this idea, stating that, there you go. And then if you look at this third theory right over here, it's going to be almost the same thing. Okay. Lastly, the authors. Oh, I don't want to put a possessive adjective because the AI tech doesn't like it. The author states that. Make it easy. All right. And then, nevertheless, the lecturer posits that. That's it. And then you just put in your linkers everywhere. Now, a lot of my students, some of my students have amazing sentences. I had what is it, Eva? She ended up getting a 27 last December, and she had beautiful writing. Thing is, she didn't have that many words. And I was just like, man, how did you get this? I forgot what her score was. I don't know what happened. I gotta go look at the messages. But I was like, how did she get that score? That doesn't make any damn sense. But then I realized, oh, you didn't write that many words. I need you to write a lot more. Boom, 27. So that's what it comes down to. It's all about that word count, senora. And welcome
Yeah.
to the integrated essay.
Yeah.
What do you think? Not bad, right?